Today on Press TV, the White House defends deadly drone strikes overseas as legal, ethical and wise. Washington insists the strikes comply with U.S. law and the Constitution, even if they target American citizens. The Obama administration says it's entirely appropriate to target suspected militants anywhere in the world, regardless of their nation of origin. British lawmakers approve a bill legalizing same-sex marriage in England and Wales. The bill received overwhelming support from the opposition Labour Party. Prime Minister David Cameron's ruling Conservative Party members had spoken out against the bill. They say it can damage the party's position for the next general elections. Iran's president calls for closer ties between Tehran and Cairo. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he hopes his visit to Egypt will result in a new stage of mutual ties between the two countries. Ahmadinejad is the first Iranian president to visit Egypt in over three decades. The Lebanese premier casts doubt over the results of a probe into a bomb blast in Bulgaria last July. The announced outcome of the investigation implicates Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah in the incident. Five Israeli tourists died in that explosion, including the bomber and a local driver. Israeli forces demolish a Palestinian house in East Jerusalem Al-Quds without prior notice to its residents. Israel has razed over 2,000 Palestinian homes in East Al-Quds since 1967. Tel Aviv says the houses were built without a permit, but Palestinians say Israel wants to change the region's demographic balance. The first of two U.S. Patriot missile batteries has come operational near Turkey's border with Syria. The Patriot missile battery is the fifth to become active in Turkey after Germany and the Netherlands activated theirs. Damascus considers the deployment an act of provocation. As fears are growing over civilian casualties in the French-led war in Mali, Paris now says hundreds of people killed in the northern cities of Kona and Gao were local fighters. The French defense minister says many of the fighters were killed in airstrikes in direct combat. And in Saudi Arabia, anti-regime protesters are once again out in the town of Awamiya to demand the release of a prominent Shia cleric. Sheikh Nimrul Nimrul has been in custody since regime forces shot and arrested him for criticizing the ruling family back in July. Those are the latest here on Press TV.